insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 35th verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Allahu nurus samawati wal ard. مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The example of His light is like a niche within which is a lamp. The lamp is within glass. The glass as if it were a pearly white star lit from the oil of a blessed olive tree, neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil would almost glow even if untouched by fire. Light upon light. Allah guides to His light whom He wills, and Allah presents examples for the people, and Allah is knowing of all things.
So, dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we mentioned that the different words and terms used in the verse are literally referring to the factors we need to have a full light for the lamp. We need a lantern protecting the lamp completely, focusing light without decreasing its light. We need a bulb that regulates the movement of air. We need a lamp that actually produces the air by using wick. We need a lamp that produces light by using wick. And finally, we need an energetic material for this matter. And this energetic material must be completely pure and clean. And this energetic material is gained and extracted from zaytunatin mubarakatin la sharqiyatin wa la gharbiyah. So, we also said that the light of faith that is in the hearts of the believers must be having all these four factors, and these four factors must exist in a lighting lamp of faith. They need misbah, which is those very flames. They need zujaja, which is the heart of the believer. This heart, this zujaja, controls faith in his entity. They also need mishkat. This mishkat is the chest of the believers. In another word, it is the collection of his personality, his knowledge, and his sciences and thoughts. These are all the things that save him and save his faith from the deviations. And fourth is the very blessed olive tree. So, after all these things are gathered, this is the light of Allah, the light which illuminates the heavens and the earth. So, this light comes from the center of the heavens' heart and lights all their beings. So, this is when Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard, Nurun ala Nur, is applied to them. Therefore, for saving this divine light, the light of faith and guidance, a collection of Islamic teachings, knowledge, self-edification, and ethic is necessary. This misbah, this mishkat, is to be protected somehow. So, these are all the factors that we need. It also needs an apt and receptive heart to regulate this program, like Zujaja. And help through revelation is needed to give energy to it, like the blessed olive tree. And this light of revelation must be free from deviating money-oriented tendencies that are Western and Eastern and cause evilness and darkness. It must be so pure, it must be so clear, free from any kind of deviation, that it mobilizes all man's powers without the help of anything. And this is what the people, the Islamic community, needs.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So the verse says, يُوقَدُ مِن شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ زَيْتُونَ لَا شَرْقِيَّةٍ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّةٍ يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِيءُ وَلَوْ لَمْ تَمْسَسْهُ نَارٌ. This material, this burning material, is so pure that whose oil would almost glow forth of itself without even fire touching it. وَلَوْ لَمْ تَمْسَسْهُ نَارٌ. Any kind of interpretation by personal opinion, incorrect prejudice, personal taste, imposed ideas, and inclination towards West and East, and any of these things, any superstitions that defile the fruit of this blessed tree will decrease the luminosity of this lamp, and sometimes put out the light. This is the example of Allah that has stated for His light in this verse, and He is all aware of all things. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.